Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hello, and welcome to the Astrology Witch Podcast. I'm your host, Tiana, and today we will be discussing the sixth house in astrology. If you can hear, like, drilling in the background, sorry about it, but I live in an apartment, and people are building new apartments on my street, and I don't know why. Nobody can afford these as it is. But anyhow, so it goes. And if my voice sounds weird, I'm getting over a funky cough, so... yeah, we're gonna power on. Anyway, so this bears repeating in astrology, in my astrology house series, but again, I always want to note that it's important that all natal chart placements, you know, they're interpreted differently by various astrologers, and it's really important to listen to many different interpretations so you can see which vibes best with you and get a better well-rounded idea of what may be indicated for each placement in your chart. And finally, keep in mind that the sixth house is just one area of your chart, and without considering all placements alongside aspects, it can only represent a small piece of the wider vision that makes up you and your life. And also, you know, keep in mind that some people don't have any planets here. Some people do have planets here. Some people have a stellium, which is, if you don't know, is, people argue about this, but it's usually like three or more planets in a placement. So for some people, it might be more impactful than others. You know, some people might not even think about it, whereas other people, it's their whole life. So yeah, something to consider. Also, before we get into it, I just wanted to mention that I do have an online course. If you're interested in learning how to apply astrology and magic in your life, and you want some step-by-step guidance for that, I'll put the link in my description below so you can learn more details and sign up for that if you want to. And let's get into the episode. Okay, so in astrology, the sixth house is a cadent house, and it's ruled by Mercury and the sign of Virgo. So it rules over all the things that pertain to Virgo. So it rules over mundane everyday routines and tasks, health and well-being, illness, hygiene, daily schedules, duties, obligations, work but not career, service and how we are serving others and how others serve us, vitality, healing, domestic pets and small animals, and obligations. The sixth house rules over what kind of work a person does, but again, it's not their career. And this may refer to the type of employment that we do to survive and pay the bills, but it's not necessarily our true calling or anything that gives us meaning or enjoyment, unless other planets are here, such as the sun or moon, which can sometimes indicate a placement where we shine or stand out or gain emotional fulfillment and security. So it really depends on what you have here as to whether or not you're going to enjoy employment or whether employment aligns with your career. And there are other houses to look at as well for career, like 10th house, the midheaven point, and also often your 8th house can be an indicator as well. So, and also, I mean, your ascendant, which casts a shadow or a light across your entire chart. So if you're curious about that, then... you know, you're going to look at those placements. Okay, so on top of jobs and routines, the sixth house rules over service. In fact, it's often referred to as the house of service or the house of servants. It can represent how we serve others or how others serve us. And the sixth house can sometimes indicate employees or clients and how we serve them. It may be really helpful to business owners or consultants in this case to see how we might better serve the people in our lives in this specific area of life, especially if there are aspects to the 8th and 10th houses or the midheaven, which involve a person being in a position of power or leadership and having people who rely on them. And especially if they have something like Mars here, that can sometimes have impacts on it as well, because it brings a lot of energy, also a need for authority and to like exert your will on other people in situations of service or related to service. And it doesn't always mean that like you're, you know, dropping the iron fist on people, but sometimes it can indicate that, you know, you are a natural born leader and you really shine in like positions of management or as a CEO or something. Alternatively, it can indicate how we contribute to others through acts of service, such as volunteer or humanitarian work. So those are just a few things to consider. Now, the sixth house is also known as the house of health, sometimes also the house of illness. So there's kind of duality to this house. And it deals specifically with health and well-being in both the body and the mind. It's not great to have malefic planets here, as they might negatively impact your work life or physical body and be a bit tougher to overcome. So a person's health will directly impact their ability to work or to advance in positions of employment or in a company over time in your work environment, and can affect your sense of well-being. So as I said, the sixth house rules over health, well-being, illness, and it impacts healing and recovery quite a bit. So for example, it may impact a person's everyday schedule, their eating habits, how they plan routines, and how well they can stick to them or not stick to them. Having planets here can sometimes indicate counselors, consultants, especially in health and fitness. Like there, I've noticed that a lot of people who work in healthcare or who are fitness instructors can often have strong placements in the sixth house. And otherwise, people who can help other people's bodies and spirits in some way, so physically, emotionally, especially if Pluto or Chiron show up here, you know, that can indicate some spiritual or healing abilities. And another fun area that the sixth house rules over are our pets and like domestic animals, small animals, not only because they show up in our everyday lives and routines, but also because they can be instruments of healing and comfort to us, and we can be a comfort to them. And, you know, they serve as companions, guides, and sometimes even teachers to us in so many different ways, impacting our energy and mood and helping us improve and grow as well. You know, I mean, if you have a pet, then perhaps they're teaching you patience or to care for someone, or, you know, those kinds of lessons that we have to practice. And also we have to feed them and care for them day in and day out. So it affects our daily routine as well. And the sixth house also rules over our routines. And because of this, it can impact our sense of discipline and habits quite a lot. For example, how we structure our day, picking out our clothes, what our sleeping routine is like, our style, makeup, and skincare routines. Not necessarily like what the routine is itself, but like our approach to that. Our diet, fitness, and so on are all associated with the sixth house. So how do we cope with obstacles and adversity? That is something that will show up in the sixth house. Illness, crisis, misfortune, and how we tackle these issues are addressed here in the sixth house. So overcoming challenges undoubtedly impacts our character, and often those lessons impact discovering our life's work or how we might go about being service to others. How do we work on ourselves? Personal growth and daily responsibilities will all contribute to our self-actualization in some way or another. And this includes how we work for ourselves and how we work for others. And in times of hardship, whether of the physical or spiritual kind, we might struggle to live up to our full potential, and it's in triumphing in the face of adversity that we're able to continue the work of healing ourselves and realizing that potential that we have within ourselves and giving back to the world in some way. Again, the sixth house is ruled by the planet Mercury and the sign of Virgo, which is a highly analytical and detail-oriented sign, I might add. So if you have planets here, they can be helpful blessings or they can be really annoying hindrances to our daily lives. We either have a leg up by the helpful placements here, or we have to find a way around less favorable ones in order to build a strong foundation for our routines, habits, and schedules. And planets here can sometimes make solidifying a routine feel like an impossible task, while other ones might make a person a workaholic or obsessed with health and wellness, or a person might be more likely to be subject to various dietary troubles, conditions, or illnesses, and that might end up impacting their daily lives. And finally, on the topic of routines and health, the sixth house can impact our habits surrounding hygiene and cleanliness as well. Okay, so that is a quick breakdown on the sixth house and what it's really about. And now we're going to go through all of the zodiac signs and planets so you can get a little bit of an idea of exactly what each placement might entail. All right, so starting with Aries, this placement has energetic Mars on its side to get things done in daily life. However, it's often preoccupied with a working routine, practicing any skills, exercising daily, and the routine might change quite frequently. Aries gives this house a kicking off point so they can pivot and keep moving, but it can sometimes sap the joy in achievements. So no matter how much work they're putting in, it can sometimes feel like it's never enough. And the person may work tirelessly, but never quite feel the accomplishments in that. And this is a position that would benefit from finding personal value and not overworking themselves to the extreme. And if you have Taurus in the sixth house, this placement can struggle with food and the need to find balance here. It will be essential for this person to find a good routine where they're eating healthy, where they're, you know, not spending too much money in one direction or another, not being too thrifty either, and creating some kind of physical activity. Especially when you have Taurus here, it's good to find a type of physical activity or exercise that feels grounding or natural, such as like yoga or, I don't know, something that brings you down to the earth, like martial arts or tai chi or swimming even. That's not super grounding, but it is kind of like more earthy. There is a need for self-control here in order to achieve balance in these areas, to not succumb to laziness and find a healthy, balanced routine, especially where food and physical health are concerned. Okay, so if you have Gemini in the sixth house, this placement can sometimes indicate a preoccupation with mental activities where the person might be stuck in their own head or tied to escapism or flights of fancy, or otherwise they might be unable to find stable ground in a mental perspective. So that said, Gemini is multifaceted and capable of finding their footing when it comes to routine, especially if they work at it. They can get better. There's a tendency toward gossip here, especially at work, but it could aid them in making deals with clients, and they could achieve small financial gains through their work with clients or their deals. And there might be a need to practice meditation or some other grounding practice in order to avoid mental health problems or stresses, just because there can be a tendency toward anxiety because the sixth house is naturally ruled by Mercury and Virgo. And if you have a Mercury ruled planet like Gemini here, then you really want to take care of your mind. Okay, so if you have Cancer in the sixth house, this placement will find emotional comfort in their routines, their daily work, and being of service. There can be some unconscious tendencies if a person is not careful, and there's a need to find the right routines for the person instead of just adopting those which have always been done by their family. So they tend to inherit habits and routines and even work life from their family, and there's a need to find what works for them instead of just like, you know, taking on whatever they think they should be doing because that's how their parents did it. So they may approach everyday tasks as obligations, and it's ideal for them to find joy in tasks such as like cleaning, cooking, health, or fitness. And when they find the joy, their routines become a lot easier. Okay, if you have Leo in the sixth house, this placement has a need for youthful joy in their everyday work and routines, and sometimes a style of work that involves using their physical strength. And they often thrive in positions of leadership as well. If not, if the positioning is like less favorable, these people can sometimes have issues with authority figures. So if they don't want to be in a position of leadership, they might have problems with people in positions of leadership. They might also come up against health issues caused by lack of energy or joy. So the best approach for these people is to lead with their heart, find joy in everyday tasks, and to employ their own creative energies and talents wherever they can. If you have Virgo in the sixth house, well, then you're really lucky because this place is in its natural rulership here, which makes a person's everyday routines feel easy and grounding and stabilizing to them. The people with this placement are able to manifest or heal their health depending on how their energy moves. So if they fail to find the joy and achievement in their routines and they get caught up in perfectionism and anxiety, they might find that their health just goes completely down the toilet. However, if they can discover a career path that they're truly invested in and care about, or routines that truly bring them a sense of fulfillment, then they'll be able to maintain good health and routines that they really enjoy. All right, Libra in the sixth house. So this placement's all about balance, as with any Libra placement. And these people are able to adapt to various working environments quite easily, but they might struggle in areas of everyday routines for health and fitness. And specifically, they might have issues with relationships where they tend to fixate on improving and working on their romantic relationships, sort of as something to be improved and fixed and perfected. And they might choose partners who they feel are damaged and fixable. And because of this, they might find that there's this lack of satisfaction in their relationships, especially if they cannot learn that they deserve to love and to be loved in return. It's going to become a real problem. Okay, so Scorpio in the sixth house. So this placement may struggle with self-destructive behaviors which damage their physical body or mental health, and it will be essential for these people to heal emotional issues and find forgiveness in order to heal and change their routines for the better. If they resist change, then anger and resentment can build here. So sometimes these people can be sexually repressed, or their workout routine might specifically be their sex life. They could be a bit obsessive or controlling, and there's a need to find acceptance in the deepest emotions, because once they achieve that acceptance of their emotional state, then this position becomes like literally unstoppable, and the routines, health, etc. will become a cakewalk, and it will just be easy for them. If you have Sagittarius in the sixth house, this placement is a great one, which helps the person who has it because it can be protective to their health. It's just sort of lucky because blessed by Jupiter. So these people might have large pets, big goals in their work life, or a vision for their routines that they easily manifest. You know, Sagittarius is the visionary sign. So these people are creating a vision, shooting that arrow exactly where they want it to go. The only problems might arise if they can't discover their own sense of direction, focus, and purpose, because if they don't know where they're going, they won't be able to get there. So if they have a strong vision, then their health and routines will be strong and visionary. And there's sometimes a tendency for weight gain with this position, because Jupiter placements can, you know, have a tendency to overdo it or go too far at times. But it probably won't lead to health issues, even if there are weight issues. So just be like, someone who carries extra weight or has like a larger than life presence and that is also overweight in their physical body, but it's not necessarily making them ill, if that makes sense. All right, if you have Capricorn in the sixth house, this placement relies on taking much needed rest and having repetitive routines that are kind of dull, which help the person build their confidence. They might struggle in their work until their Saturn return, which helps them overcome obstacles and learn valuable lessons on how best to return to proceed. So if you're unfamiliar with what Saturn return is, it's like it happens when you're around like 28 to 30 and you learn these really difficult lessons because Saturn hits your natal chart again, where Saturn was when you were born. So it kind of repeats that lesson of your life for the first time, and you're able to like mature and grow. And the biggest challenge for these people is that they might take too little or too much responsibility, and that impacts their ability to develop routines, to focus on work and their purpose, and to give back to others accordingly. So the key here is to learn to take rest and when they need to, you know, because a lack of rest and relaxation can definitely cause health issues to arise for these people. Okay, if you have Aquarius in the sixth house, this placement may require the person to change their routines to become healthier and happier. And the thing is that there's struggles often here with, you know, kind of like chaotic routines or unpredictable routines. So there might be struggles with like fast food or unhealthy eating, a lack of sleep or mental anxieties, and that contributes to the problems instead of resolving them. So a strong foundational routine and frequent exercise can help this position to get in touch with their body and also their value in the routine. So they might be able to recognize, you know, the value in having a workout routine or eating well and how it makes them feel in their body. Because the thing about Aquarius is that it is an air sign, and so it's so detached that it can often not feel like it's actually feels the feeling of being in its body. So having a good workout routine that's rigorous enough to feel that feeling of like, you know, this workout routine really worked my muscles and I can actually feel it, or this health routine has really made me feel quite good, they're going to struggle until they figure that out. So through routines, especially exercise, these people are able to bring their ideas to the material world with ease. So once they figure that out, they can basically manifest whatever they want. They'll kind of figure it out. And they might need to change jobs several times before discovering their personal tribe, so where they feel they belong in the workplace. And what's necessary here is to keep a positive attitude and remain open to new things, because they're able to adapt and adopt new circumstances with grace and without stress. And finally, if you have Pisces in the sixth house, this placement might suffer from low energy or struggle to stay grounded in reality. That's always usually a problem with Pisces placements anywhere in your chart. So there might be illness brought on by like psychosomatic symptoms. So the thing with Pisces is it can really manifest whatever it wants. And if the person thinks they're sick, they can make themselves sick. However, if they think that they are healed or healthy, then they can achieve that as well. So they have this incredible ability to heal themselves and others if only they believe that they can. And there's a strong potential for medical, charitable, spiritual, or humanitarian lines of work here. And these people may struggle to discover a path which leads them where they want to go, but the key here for this position is to have faith in inner wisdom and intuition and patience that things will work out for the best. Pisces is a manifester of their own reality, and they can do this when they just believe and keep the faith and follow their mission or purpose. All right, so we're going to move on to the planets, starting with the sun in the sixth house. Okay, so if you have the sun in the sixth house, this placement can either be a gift or a curse. These people will desire to shine in life by living well and maintaining healthy routines and mastering skills through practice. They're typically exceptional in their work and overcome any challenges in their everyday. They might struggle with feeling like their efforts are not enough, which can cause stress or health problems, or cause a person to lack focus to make any headway on individual areas. These people do have the potential for great accomplishments and can perfect any of their skills, which, you know, they're going to need to take care that they don't burn out physically or mentally. And the key here is to find work and routines which serve others and where others care for them as well. If you have the moon in the sixth house, this placement can bring a person's focus on caring instead of perfection. So the need here is to improve routines and live well through work and health in order to care for others and be cared for in practical areas. The problem with this placement is that these people have a tendency to assume that their loved ones, you know, will care and provide for them, and they're happy to return the favor, you know. So if someone isn't caring and providing for them, then that's where problems start. And if there's balance and reciprocation, again, everything goes well. But if not, and if the balance is thrown off by like a life event or something, it can really throw off their routines and cause health issues. They can be very particular also when it comes to their routines, as they find comfort in them and they expect others to approach it the same way that they do. They might be highly invested in food or super picky eaters. So it's essential to find mental balance and a peaceful mental state to maintain their physical health. There is a huge connection with the mind-body here, so for these people, it's even more important to address mental needs to keep their body healthy as well. If you have Mercury in the sixth house, this placement's at home in the sixth house, and Mercury brings energy and focus to everyday routines, work, and health. There is clear communication and purpose, allowing these people to accomplish daily tasks and commit to routines in a seamless way. They're able to ask for what they need and get their needs met while dissecting complex tasks into smaller, more digestible pieces in order to achieve them. So Mercury really is able to, you know, just break everything down in a really rational, logical way so that their routines are easily approachable, so that their work is easily approachable and achievable. And even things like their health and wellness can be approached in the same way. So, you know, Mercury here is really helpful. And it's naturally placed because it naturally rules the sixth house. So, yay if you have that. All right, if you have Venus in the sixth house, this placement is wonderful for a happy life because these people enjoy their everyday routines and they enjoy fitness and health and they have patience and diligence when it comes to their work. And these people are experts at infusing pleasure and creating beauty in sixth house matters. So they might find themselves working to create beautiful items or making themselves feel more attractive in order to, you know, make a living as a model, singer, actor, or influencer. So like if you have Venus in the sixth house, you might work really hard on your routines in order to achieve success in some kind of work that involves your physical body or appearance. And if you have Mars in the sixth house, this placement can bring a lot of energy to everyday tasks, and these people have the determination to do things well and achieve quite a lot. This energy can be found in people like CEOs, bosses, or managers who work to get others to do work that they might need to be done. But they make great leaders who are capable of getting a lot done and pushing others to achieve and reach their high standards. They're not always super caring of other people, and they can be aggressive in their pursuit of health. So a dedicated, intense workout routine might be needed to release the energy here and maintain good health. So the problem with Mars in the sixth house is if someone is not using that energy in a productive way, then it can really turn on them. So if you have Mars here in the sixth house, you really want to have a well-developed fitness routine, because if you don't, you can find that your health really goes down because you're not using that energy. So either you're going to turn around and like find yourself being aggressive in everyday issues and situations, or aggressive at work. even if you're not super aggressive, you could have like repressed aggression or anxiety from the energy of Mars. So it doesn't always mean that you're like fighting with people. Sometimes it just means that you have all this excess energy, and if it doesn't go anywhere, then it sort of turns on you, and you know, you don't want to keep that inside. Okay, if you have Jupiter in the sixth house, this placement has a lot of potential for success and can usually conquer any task that it's faced with. These people are able to take on big challenges and overcome them pretty much without trouble. However, they should be careful of the tendency to procrastinate, because they always feel like there's enough time to do whatever needs to get done. And, you know, I mean, even if it basically leaves their projects to the last minute, Jupiter brings this placement enough luck that they get these things done anyway. And they're also really willing to help others and have a really good outlook. The only problem is that they might take health or fitness routines to the extreme, and they might burn out. So other than that, this placement's really helpful and beneficial, and they might be people who just seem really lucky in their everyday lives, and like everyone else is wondering how they get it done because they procrastinate all the time. If you have Saturn in the sixth house, this placement's really serious. I mean, Saturn lends a serious maturity to any placement in any house. However, it can be a bit of burden for those who have it here. But again, after Saturn return, meaning once you hit 28 to 30 years old, there's probably a better stride that's hit. And for these people, daily chores just feel like shackles, and they might feel like they always have to serve and care for others, but it's never reciprocated, or that, you know, everything that they do in their daily life is like a burden, or their health is the burden, or, you know, fitness is just like slogging through it and it's just miserable. They might really dread the gym, you know. At its best, this placement makes a person responsible, serious, and mature in matters of health, work, and routines, and they're able to excel in all of them. And that's the thing about Saturn placements, is that there is a capability for success. However, it's vital that, you know, these people avoid taking things so seriously, and not stressing themselves out, because it really can have an ill effect on their health, both mentally and physically. If you have Uranus in the sixth house, so this placement's a bit of an uncomfortable one, because it wants freedom for the constraints of daily routines and what they view as something that's like below their concern. They're like, I don't need to worry about this workout routine or cleaning the house or having a job, because like that is not what life is about. So these people really excel at creating innovative techniques to make daily work and routines more efficient, or otherwise ignore work or service or health or routines altogether. And there might be a tendency to become kind of tyrannical in order to get others to do the work for them. And at best, these people do not expect others to serve them or to serve others. And they seek out ways to complete daily routines in a way that allows them the most freedom. So if these people feel trapped, they might become aggressive, which can cause stress-related health issues if they don't have any other release for this energy. So it can be kind of like Mars, except that where Mars is just like pure energy and can be aggression at times, Uranus is sort of like chaotic, frenetic energy, and it needs an outlet as well. So it'd be great if these people developed some kind of workout routine, even if it was like frequently changing, even if they had a class pass for, you know, fitness classes that they could take different ones every time to, you know, keep the excitement of it. That would be great. And also watch out for stress, because that's just a thing with this Uranus in the sixth house. Okay, if you have Neptune in the sixth house, this placement is a placement of sacrifice, as it is with all Neptune Pisces related placements, in that these people nearly always are the ones serving, and they're usually never the ones being served. They're equipped with so much compassion and a need to give of themselves, and they feel pulled by these spiritual and unseen forces. Some might view this placement as insufferable or a terrible fate, and others might view it as a spiritual positive one. If the person who has this placement serves others with love and empathy, they do experience a deep joy. But if it's seen as like servitude, then it can cause the person a lot of pain. And whatever their feelings are about it, their health is affected for better or worse by these unconscious emotions. So any stress that they have from serving other people, or stress from work or routines, are felt very deeply. And it's vital to keep a positive and clear sense of purpose that transcends the physical world to maintain good health. So, you know, when it comes to Neptune and Pisces placements, there's this sense of unseen forces and manifesting reality and sort of a higher mission than what is in the physical world. So because they have this placement, it can require them to, you know, give of themselves a lot to other people, but at the same time, they're able to manifest in this world whatever it is that they believe. So keep in mind that with Neptune in the six, your beliefs about the thing, whatever it is, especially if you have it in the sixth house, whatever your beliefs are about sixth house matters, so work routines, health and wellness, illness, you can manifest that in reality. And finally, if you have Pluto in the sixth house, this placement does not enjoy being of service to other people, and when they're forced, they usually react with hostility. These people might engage in power struggles at work or with others, and if the issues here are not resolved, the person's physical health is affected, as their emotions are sort of similar to Pisces, they're just completely unconscious of them. And the key for this placement is to allow feelings to find expression and not keep them inside or let them fester in order to maintain good health. So they need to find a healthy expression for their emotions, whether that's fitness or a healthy eating routine, cooking, something creative, you know, some skill that they can practice. Anything like that would be great. At best, this placement has an intense focus in matters of work and routines and puts all their energy into working diligently on their skills in the material world. So as I said, like if you put your energy into work or routines or working on some kind of skill and advancing that skill, like you'd be unstoppable. You can achieve a great deal with those skills. And as long as you avoid power struggles and pettiness, you'll be good. Okay, so that was the final planet. And that's all I have to say about the sixth house. If you want to learn how to apply the sixth house to your life and all the other houses in your natal chart, again, I've created an online course that is rolling out right about now. So if you're interested in that, I'm going to leave the link in the description where you can learn more about it. Or you can always DM me on Instagram, Facebook, or shoot me an email. So I am on Twitter at AstroWPodcast. I'm on Instagram at AstrologyWitchPodcast. And Facebook is the Astrology Witch Podcast page, where you can, again, shoot me a message if you want. And I always answer those in a pretty timely manner. And you can email me if you prefer. It's theastrologywitch89@gmail.com. And you are also free to support me on Patreon if you feel called. And if you do that, you'll get ad-free early access to episodes. And you'll also get new and full moon reports that I do monthly. You get merch at every level. So like at the lowest level, it gets like really cute stickers. And then as you go higher up, it's like totes, t-shirts, mugs, really cute. And people have sent me pictures of their merch, and it's really amazing to see people wearing my designs on like hoodies and stuff. I never thought I would experience that. So thank you so much if you are supporting me on Patreon as well. And thank you so much for listening generally, because I really appreciate you guys, you know, hearing me out and learning about astrology and chit-chatting with me about astrology. It's really, really fun, and I don't know, it's exciting. Okay, and oh, if you want to sign up, I actually have an email newsletter now for the podcast. So if that's a more convenient way for you to get alerts on new episodes, then you can go ahead and click the link in the description to sign up for my newsletter. And then I just send out like when the episodes come out. And then I try to include things like new and full moon, little excerpts here and there, and like astrological stuff and other fun tidbits. So that way you're getting, you know, more than just here's the new episode, but that will definitely be the main vehicle for getting alerts about new episodes if that's something that you want. And and when you sign up and opt in, then you get access to zodiac phone backgrounds and also to a really cool moon phase magic guide that I created for you. So I hope you check that out if you want, and I hope you guys are doing well and not dealing with this cough like I am. Super annoying, but yeah, stay well and take care of your health. And as the sixth house, you know, definitely take care of sixth house matters. If you don't have your health and your well-being, then it's very hard to have other things. So I hope you're well and having a great month, and I will talk to you soon.